Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, follow me on this. Are you sitting down? Or if you're operating a motor vehicle or heavy machinery, please grip tightly onto the steering wheel or control surfaces. What I'm about to tell you, I'm not responsible for. Folks, it seems as though Nancy Pelosi has now declared that Donald Trump has a, quote, cognitive disorder, and that he should never step foot in the White House. I'm telling you, folks, we cannot make this up. We just can't. We can't make this stuff up. And isn't that rich? So you're telling me President Trump has a cognitive disorder and he should never be allowed to be president. You know, folks, I've heard that phrase, scraping the bottom of the barrel. Well, I think maybe Nancy Pelosi has just demonstrated that to us in a very powerful and a very meaningful way. It means, folks, that they are absolutely terrified of what's happening in terms of where the GOP is going, where the country is going, and where the voters are going in terms of being dissatisfied, shall we say, in the extreme with the Biden administration, with the Democrat Party elite and their policies, because all they have to do, my friends, is open their door and walk out into the world and they see exactly what's going on. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we embark onto this Thursday edition of the show. It's going to be a great show this morning. It is chock full, as always. We're going to have a lot to talk about, so we're going to hit the ground running this morning, of course. But we want to welcome everyone to the show. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida there, our Salem flagship station. And then also, of course, everybody listening along the GCN network. Thanks to everybody at GCN for working so hard for the program as they distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And folks, you can also give us a call this morning if you'd like to opine, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we'll see that and hopefully be able to comment on it as we move through the broadcast this morning. But folks, oh, and by the way, today's Thursday. It's a special day. I always like Thursdays as well, because in the hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour in the East, about 5:30 a.m., we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. We talk with them once a week here on the program, all about the great things that Concerned Veterans for America are doing for our vets, and then also what vets are doing for vets, what people are doing for veterans. And also, of course, in light of what's happening even with our active military right now. So it's always a great conversation. And on this program, we absolutely care about and love our military veterans and, of course, our first responders, our law enforcement officials and so forth. But to talk with Jimmy T. Smith is always a real treat. And we hope that you can be with us for that. Again, that comes up in hour number four at the bottom of the hour. So that would be the 5 o'clock hour in the East, 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. All right. So once again, folks, as I said, lots to talk about. We'll come back to the cognitive disorder issue from Nancy Pelosi maybe here in just a little bit. But let's take a look at this story. This actually comes from Newsmax this morning. Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat out of Texas, is calling on President Joe Biden to take control of the Texas National Guard if the state continues to defy a Supreme Court ruling that allows Customs and Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire from the border with Mexico. Governor Abbott is using the Texas National Guard to obstruct and create chaos at the border. Chaos is being created, folks, evidently. And the Border Patrol can't do their job, evidently, at the border if they have the razor wire there. And I think a lot of the Border Patrol agents actually do prefer having some other kind of actual barrier that actually helps them to do their job in order to secure the border. But right now, of course, and I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole on this, but obviously if the Border Patrol agents really just become sort of glorified, I don't want to say tour guides, but because they want to do their job. They want to secure the border, but they can't just point people to the nearest processing center. That doesn't seem to be, securing the border. And the administration, the federal government in this case, has, by all appearances, has simply abdicated its responsibility. And maybe that's not even the right way to put it. Abdicating its responsibility kind of means like, well, they're just out to lunch. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They have no means to do this, or they just are sort of going around in a fog and they don't understand. But they really do understand, don't they? They really do understand why they are taking no action at the border to really administer it or really secure it, because they want the actual effect of people coming across the border. So it's an active thing that they're doing to simply say, look, you know, we are in charge of the border, and we are simply deciding to do it this way. And I think that's very, very extremely troubling. And it does set up this showdown. And so let there be a showdown. Let there be a showdown in the courts and with the Supreme Court and so forth, obviously, when the state of Texas can say, if you are going to be derelict in your duty, then we can act to do something, because the citizens of the state of Texas are also affected by this. So, yes, there's the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution and so on and so forth, and all these things will get worked out eventually. But on its face, I think people across the country understand the common sense application here of being able to do something about a problem that the federal government has simply said, you know, in essence, we know there's a problem. It's not that we don't care that there's a problem. It's that the problem services us. That is, I think, a very, very, as I said, very troubling aspect of this. Because the problem does service them. And it harms everybody else. That should speak volumes, shouldn't it? Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back here on this Thursday edition of the program. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Thursday edition of the program. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. This is the best job in the world, by the way. I have you to thank for that. And I'm just glad to be able to spend some time with you here this morning in the wee hours of the morning as we go across America, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're up early with us, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, first responder, if you are driving a truck across country, if you're listening to us that way, if you're making deliveries out there this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, we are glad that you're spending some time with us this morning, obviously. And we have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about. I want to stay on this just for a moment, what we talked a little bit about in the first segment. Governor Abbott, this from Mediaite, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is accusing President Joe Biden of having, quote, broken the compact between the United States and the states, and is invoking the Lone Star State's right to defend itself against the, quote, invasion of the southern border. In a statement released on Wednesday afternoon, Abbott asserted that the executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now, and lamented that President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by the Congress, as well as instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution, he continues, foresaw that the states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border, argued Abbott. That is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, which promises the federal government, quote, shall protect each state, essentially, against invasion. in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which acknowledges, quote, the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. So this kind of conflict or issue, you know, is something that was, in fact, taken into account for. Now, they're going to have people on the left, Democrat Party elite, media, and others who will have a real problem with the word invasion, because it's not a militarized invasion. In other words, General Santa Anna is not massing on the border with his army in a traditional invasion scenario. But obviously, we are in a much different era, the modern era, and there is an invasion of sorts that is going on. Especially when it is industrialized. And by that I mean, I don't mean that it's mechanized with, you know, tanks or things like that, but it is industrialized with the cartels. It is deliberate. It is something that is being done exactly to circumvent immigration procedure and take advantage of open terrain to come across the border from Mexico into the United States. Now, the federal government does have that charge to protect the states, to protect the country. And at one of the basis of this is going to be who's responsible for the international border. Arguably, maybe it could be a different thing if New Mexico was trying to protect itself from Texas. Somebody's coming across our border, so it's clear that we have total jurisdiction over our own border. But now this is an international border, so I'm sure that throws some wrinkles into it. But nevertheless, what the Constitution was never meant to have some goofy loophole that would simply allow the degradation of the states, the citizens of those states, the degradation not only of their security, but also of their sovereignty and its relationship to the United States of America. So Governor Abbott is pushing this, and he's going to be looked at as well. He really is being pushy, and he doesn't understand how the Supreme Court works and this kind of thing. But he is pushing this, and that's how we do things in our system. You have to be able to push back so that the arguments can be made and the evidence can be shown and you can get to the bottom of it. Now, in the meantime, of course, what does Governor Abbott turn around and look at his citizens and say, well, I can't do anything. My hands are tied. There's an emergency going on. And I do think the state of Texas can make a very, very well-reasoned, cogent argument that the federal government, as I was saying in the first segment, federal government is doing this on purpose as opposed to simply being negligent. But you might start with that because it is negligent and it is something that is derelict, all those things. But I think those are much easier to prove rather than the motivation behind it. But anybody with eyes to see and ears to hear can simply see that what the federal government is doing is by design, because, again, they know that it benefits their own political agenda. The other day on Capitol Hill, we were hearing about, well, who's going to pick all the lettuce and this kind of stuff, which I thought was an inherently, racist kind of a statement to make. I mean, my goodness gracious me. It was mind-boggling. But overall, this is going to be, I don't want to say a constitutional crisis, but it is going to be something that is going to, create an entirely new precedent for what's happening at the southern border. And at the same time, I do think, folks, that, Barack Obama sort of, lorded it over John McCain by saying, John, elections have consequences, John, And John McCain kind of looked at him like, I can't believe that you would do this now, obviously. But, of course, that's what happens after elections. But it does point up that elections really do have consequences. You cannot have another administration come in or even the same administration if Biden were to continue, and be able to keep doing this for years into the future. That's why having a chief executive in the White House, in the Oval Office, sitting behind the Resolute desk, is so very important, because the president could order, you must enforce the law. And that's where, obviously, this November election comes in. But the amount of damage between now and then can also be incalculable. It's just going to be astronomical. Because when you do look at the industrialization of how the cartels work, or how, you know, the idea of bringing across the drugs, the fentanyl, it is a real matter of national security. Now, it's been suggested to invade Mexico and create a demilitarized zone or something. That would, I think, be off the table from the very, very beginning. To invade another country would create so many more problems. But be defending the border and creating an atmosphere where coming across the border would be entirely more difficult by orders of magnitude, that would be the first place to start. Is it a wall? I think that's part of it. Electronics do play a part and so forth. And also dealing with Mexico in a very, very strong manner also goes to that as well. Well, you say, well, Mexico's corrupt. Well, the Mexican government's corrupt. Well, sure it is. So you're going to have to be able to deal with that. And I wonder who might be running for president these days, just for sake of argument, who might be able to, you know, deal with someone that's not a nice guy, nor not a nice situation, and someone who's sort of demonstrated that before. So you tell me, is it better to have Donald Trump, somebody like Donald Trump, be able to start taking care of this problem on our behalf, or is it better to, I don't know, send Kamala Harris down to Central America somewhere and say, "Oh, we're going to look for the actual real, you know, real root causes of the migration, and we'll tell everybody don't come to the United States." But of course, the message overall is, but if you do come, you're going to get free stuff. You're also going to be able to, evidently now, to fly on airplanes without any problem and so forth. And all you got to do is just show up, and it's going to be great. But don't come. Don't come to the United States, says Kamala Harris way back when. So, folks, it is a real bad situation. There is no doubt about that. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back for the bottom of the hour segment. Stay right there, everybody. It is Thursday morning. We are live, and we're having a great time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Thursday edition is moving forward, folks. And I think we're moving forward at pretty good clip this morning, I think. And you know what? Because you know what Thursday means? Thursday means that Friday's in sight. So it's basically Friday, right? It's basically Friday. But actually, no, we got a lot of show to go this morning. And then, of course, we'll be back for the Friday edition. And then, of course, the weekend edition as well. Hey, thanks, Uncle Rick, for your direct message there during the break. He says, Kyle, you're over the target. Keep it up. Well done. I appreciate that very much, Uncle Rick. And, of course, he's listening on AM 930 from in Manatee County this morning. And, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, well, you know, we are witnessing some really significant developments, and to some degree, I think it's really good, because the more the public sees this, the more the voters get to experience exactly what the federal government is doing or not doing, and by that I mean the Biden administration. The Biden administration, what they're doing or what they're not doing, I think is going to add in to the disgust that a lot of people have as to the direction of where our country is going, what's happening, and what is being done. And so, by the way, I think this is just going to – I think it's just going to really, really intensify people's understanding of what's happening out there. So we haven't mentioned the New Hampshire primary yet this morning, but obviously we were talking about it almost the entire show yesterday, which I think was good, because there's a lot going on there, especially with where does Nikki Haley go from there? Where does Donald Trump go from here? And also, of course, the breakdown of some of these voting percentages is so very important. I don't mean the overall percentage, who won, who lost, but who's voting for whom, and where are they coming from in terms of their political affiliation? Are they an independent? Are they a Democrat? What are they? And, of course, Nikki Haley, at least according to some of these polls, and, you know, I think we got to take, we're taking polls with a grain of salt anyway. Only, I think, when you get a lot of things sort of move in the same direction from disparate sources, you can kind of begin to derive a little bit of a trend in terms of, for example, you know, Donald Trump is dominating. You know, that is the trend. But by how much and so forth, those are the granular sorts of questions. But this from The Guardian, more than 300,000 voters turned out Tuesday to vote in New Hampshire's presidential primary, underscoring Donald Trump's tendency to mobilize both his diehard supporters, but also his most fervent detractors at the polls. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. There's a lot of people who just don't want Donald Trump to be president, and not so much that they these aren't just the suburban housewives, for example. We hear a lot. I don't think we've ever heard so much about the suburban housewives and what they think of Donald Trump as we have recently. But I think you've got a lot of people who are just rabidly do not want Donald Trump to be president, and so many of those come from the left. I think that, and here we are, it's January. If it were November or if it were October, but certainly if it were November of this year, there would be a lot more soul-searching going on about, okay, what are we really going to do? And by the way, when I say that, I don't mean that, well, we just take it all for granted, and Trump can just simply take Republican suburban moms for granted because eventually they'll just vote for him. I'll tell you, some of them won't. I know that for a fact. But the idea is that it's when we get to the actual election, the real question in every voter's mind before they pull the proverbial lever, I know they don't really pull levers anymore, but before they pull that proverbial lever, the idea, again, is are we going to continue with what is so detrimental right now, or are we going to at least try to pull this out of the fire with this particular try? And I do think a lot of voters who are either on the fence about Trump or took offense at Trump, put it that way, they're going to eventually say, yes, I think this is our choice. It is way better than Joe Biden. And yes, to them, it may be the lesser of two evils. But at the same time, and I do think, too, though, because, as I said, here we are in January. You get to November, and there's a lot of space between here and November. And there's a lot of messaging that needs to go out. There's a lot of conversations that need to be had. There's a lot of things that need to be brought to light. But I do, you know, have a good feeling about the idea that the policies that the conservative side has, really do ring true. They really do sell themselves, ultimately. If somebody, if somebody's open to hear, you know, well, tell me about your idea, I think the ideas sell themselves. But on the left, from the Democrat Party elite, from the Biden administration, they need to constantly cajole you. They have to constantly tell you what's what. They have to constantly sell you on things and explain to you why you're wrong, why you're not perceiving this correctly, why you're not getting it. And so just leave it to the adults in the room, let them do their thing, and, you know, go about your life or whatever and do that. But let the elites take care of it, for goodness sakes. Let the new nobility take care of things for you, because that's really the kind of society we need to live in. So get your big screen TV and your 500 horsepower, whatever, and your phone and stuff like that, and just kind of disappear into your own little personal universe and let the grown-ups handle things. That's kind of my perception of how the left really works. Well, you don't understand. You don't have the education for this. You've never followed through with this. You don't understand. And we are the thinkers, you know. But on the conservative side, the things that conservatives talk about And just for sake of argument, you know, you talk about hard work, perseverance, telling the truth, okay, this kind of stuff. Going to your job, being productive, enduring some things that may not go your way in life. You know, I've never wanted my kids to have problems at school or with friends or things like that. And I certainly, you know, any parent would not want that. But, you know, you could tell stories to your kids about, yeah, when I was in school, there was this person and they always did this and that and so forth. And, everybody has stories like that. Everybody has stories when things didn't go their way. And it goes beyond the, you know, going to school both uphill both ways or something like that. But, here's the one thing. When my kids were younger, I'll just for fun, because it's Thursday morning and let's let's laugh a little bit. If you tell kids today that the phone would ring and you'd have to go, first of all, you have to walk across the room. You have to get up for whatever it is you're doing and walk across the room and pick up the phone and answer it. And you'd have to, it was just like a blind call. It was like, hello? And then you don't know who's there. And then you'd find out who it was. You never knew who it was calling before that. And then also, the phone was at your house. And if you wanted to walk around the kitchen on the phone, you'd have to have this really, really long cord to do that. So you tell kids things like that today, and they look at you like, really? I mean, like, you know, it's like you lived in a cave and, you know, you had to go out and hunt the buffalo or the dinosaur or something. In other words, it's really ancient. Things like that make us laugh. But you talk to kids today about how things would have gone. Or, like, you went out to play. You'd go out to play and, you'd disappear for a while. And your parents would say, what would they always say? Come back before dinner, right? That's right. You just had to be back before dinner. You could do whatever you wanted. These days, you know, if you don't know the exact location to 3 feet where your kids are, you start panicking to a great degree. But at any rate, so what I'm getting at is that hard work, perseverance, enduring things in life that may not go your way, these are all things that help to build a strong society, a strong country, a strong community. And the left comes along and says, don't worry, we're going to make everything a utopia. And they know that they can't do it. But they bank on this idea that they're just going to be able to fool people into believing that they are building this amazing thing. But what they're doing is they're really building a control system. They're building something where they do really make the rules. And conservatives are much more self-determinant than that. And they hail the Constitution, stuff like that. You know, that weird stuff the left doesn't like. So stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are rocking through the Thursday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hope that you're having a great morning out there, a great Thursday morning in the wee hours of the morning as we travel across the U.S. And welcome to everybody, of course, listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, and everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. We're glad to have you with us, and we're going to get to taking a look at the weather here in a moment, and we'll also play our first song of the morning. But we got the phone line lighting up here real quick. We've got John in Nyack. And we haven't had the good opportunity to talk with John for a while. So good morning, John. Glad to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Kyle. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
I just want to touch on a couple things. One is it's pretty obvious that Nikki Haley's going to cruise on through with George Soros and George Soros-type money, basically trying to keep Donald Trump busy and hope that he makes an unforced error. And needless to say, if he didn't have to go through the primaries, they were all just gimmies, he wouldn't have to speak as much and, again, make an unforced error. But I also want to touch on one other thing. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are so much better at politics than the Republicans. I'm not sure if you recall, but when Steve Bannon and Giuliani and Roger Stone went to court, they had people behind them whenever the cameras were on that held up signs like these are criminals and send them to jail and all kinds of things like that. So they thought ahead and they thought about the media type part of it. We both know that Hunter Biden will probably make more appearances. He might make surprise appearances, which he's been known to do. the Republicans have to get a group of interns in some kind of storage unit somewhere near the Capitol. So the next time he jumps in front of a camera, we can have pictures of things like that were on his computer that everyone admits that was his, or maybe statements that he said, and put those behind him. So when they ask him, did your father know about your business dealings? And he says no. If there's a picture of him and his father standing with these people from other countries right in back of his head, no one can deny it anymore. And we've got to get a little better at this game.
Agreed.
Hire some interns. Print up some stuff ahead of time. Get ready for these things, just like they do to us.
Indeed.
So, thank you, Kyle. I had to vent on that.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the call very much. Calling all the way from Nyack, New York this morning, and we're glad to hear from you again.
And we hope someone in Washington is listening.
No kidding.
You know, there are foreseeable things that are going to happen. They do them all the time. Think ahead. Plan. Thank you, Kyle. You got a great show.
Hey, thank you, John. We appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too.
All right, John in Nyack, New York, everybody. We appreciate that very much. Yeah, well, he's absolutely right. Democrats are great at these kinds of things and also at the overall messaging. You got to give them credit for it because they're able to coalesce and they're able to harp on the one thing, and they just have a better setup for that. So I appreciate what John's saying very much. We have to sometimes you got to fight fire with fire with that. All right, well, folks, let's take a listen here real quick. We got a great song picked out this morning. Now we played this on the weekend show, but it's so cool that I think we got to bring it back here during the week. This is a really cool song. That probably you haven't heard for a while, but I remember when this was out, and I love this organ intro, this almost distorted organ at the beginning. This, my friends, is Styx, Blue Collar Man. Tommy Shaw on the lead vocals, I believe. Album Pieces of Eight. When I was younger, I always thought that was such a cool album title. Sounded all piratey. But Styx, absolutely cool band. They're really, really great back then. And of course, Dennis DeYoung, the other major creative element there in terms of the songwriting and the vocals. But that's just a great record, isn't it? It's just a great record. And it rocks from the very beginning. That organ intro is just cool. And it just gets everything started. Well, talk about getting started, folks. We've got a lot of weather to tell you about here real quick. We continue to see these large, dense fog advisories, I believe, out there across the country this morning. And so we'll take a look at that here real quick. Then we'll take a look at some of the precipitation. But yes, that dense fog advisory all the way through North Dakota. Basically, it looks like even in northern Minnesota, fog will continue to expand across the area tonight, slowly lowering visibility. So our friends up at GCN are probably getting in the fog tonight as well. So be careful up there, guys. And I'll tell you what, North Dakota, eastern part of South Dakota, most of Minnesota, it looks like. And then, of course, the eastern part of Nebraska. We've got all of Iowa, all of Missouri, all of Kansas, all of Oklahoma, most of the northern part of Texas, over towards Indiana. I'm telling you, this dense fog advisory heads on over even into New York State as well. So it looks like a lot of the western part of New York State. So you've got this happening. And then, of course, we've also got aerial flood watches. This is happening on the southern part of Tennessee, down through the northern part of Georgia, basically the northern part of Alabama, all of Mississippi, Louisiana, and down through Houston, Texas, and then down the coastline as well as you head down to Corpus Christi. And so you want to be careful of that. We've also got, looks like here in New Mexico. In New Mexico, we've got a storm system crossing from the northwest. Is going to bring a mix of rain and snow as well as strong winds at the end of the week. And that is as we're heading into the very end of the week right now. Quick check of our precipitation. We are seeing that precipitation in Houston. It's going to extend northward up through the Dallas area and then sort of northeasterly through Mississippi, through Alabama. It's covering most of these states here, and then on up into Tennessee, Knoxville, and then also in the up in the Northeast, Washington, D.C., north of New York City right now, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine's got all kinds of snow. So be careful out there, folks. You know, we want you to get there in one piece. Also, our friends up in Seattle this morning, looks like you got rain mixed with snow just to your west right now. I think this is all going to change as we go through the morning. We'll keep an eye on it. And then also down Interstate 5, down through Longview, to our friends in Portland. Also, our friends in Salem, by the way, Corvallis. You've got rain going on there right now, impacting Interstate 5. We also have some snow over around Idaho Falls this morning. So more next hour, folks. We're going to come right back right after the top of the hour news. And we'll have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to say as we head into hour number two. But right now, hour number one is in the books. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.